From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Dorman reporting. President Trump prepares for his trip to Asia. The White House says the threat from North Korea will be at the top of the agenda for the leaders, and the area is also an acceptable outcome. If this does not achieve through pressure by economic sanctions and diplomacy, U.S. National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster warns the United States will respond with all capabilities available to North Korean aggression. Islamic State has claimed Saifullo Saipov, the 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who killed 8 people in New York City earlier this week, was one of their own. Meantime, President Trump has been talking about sending Saipov to the U.S. detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has appeared to indicate Guantanamo was not off the table.
Terrorists should know this. This administration will use all lawful tools at our disposal, including prosecution in Article III courts or at Guantanamo Bay. If anyone has any doubt about it, they can ask the more than 500 criminals whom the Department of Justice has convicted of terrorism-related offenses since 9/11.
Saipov, who came to the United States legally through a special visa program, faces numerous terrorism related to Tuesday's deadly rampage in New York City, in addition to those killed, a dozen more seriously wounded. Demonstrators gathering outside Venezuela's National Intelligence Service headquarters demanding the release or at least better treatment of several hundred dissidents detained there and elsewhere for months, many of the detainees students. This is VOA News. Turkey is anticipating who will succeed Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani following his announcements that he plans to quit. We get more now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Ankara made little secret of its pleasure at Sunday's announcement by Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani that he is planning to step down. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan slammed Barzani for holding an independence referendum, which Ankara feared could fuel similar secessionist demands from its own restive Kurdish minority. Turkish presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalın made clear Ankara is already looking to who will lead Iraqi Kurds going forward. A new tableau appears when the term of office of Masoud Barzani is not extended and there will be a transfer of his duties to Prime Minister Nechevan Barzani, Kalın said. Nechevan Barzani, a nephew of outgoing President Masoud Barzani, is widely seen by Ankara as the ideal future leader. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
United Nations refugee chief says the growing crisis of global displacement is the result of weak international cooperation and the inability to prevent, contain, and resolve conflicts. Filippo Grandi said a series of new crises has caused massive displacement across virtually every region of the world. Myanmar's Rohingya are among the most displaced, 600,000 seeking refuge in Bangladesh since August. Carol Batchelor, the UNHCR's International Protection Division, says stateless people are among the most bereft.
If you live in this world without a nationality, you are without an identity, you're without documentation, you're without the rights and entitlements that we take for granted, even just being able to gather here today, having a job, having education, knowing that your child belongs somewhere.
UNHCR urges all states to facilitate naturalization for stateless minority groups that fulfill certain residential requirements, grant citizenship to children in the country of their birth, and eliminate laws and practices that discriminate against people on ethnic and racial grounds. Despite this week's terror attack in New York City, the New York City Marathon will go on as planned on Sunday, largest in the world. Number of participants, the race brings together running enthusiasts from all over the world to New York City. More than 50,000 runners with an estimated 1 million spectators will take to the streets as runners traverse the distance of 41 kilometers. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.